Hello, this is Steve Ray, and I have 6 rules for dealing with non-Catholic family and friends. Here's rule number 1. Don't argue with them. Too often, somebody confronts us about our Catholic faith, and we start to argue, and the argument gets hot, and it gets heated, and pretty soon we've burned our bridges. This is especially important with families, because families are often hostile and difficult to talk with about such important topics as our religion. But here's what I would suggest. Talk to them calmly, answer their questions, but if it starts to get heated, back off and just say, you know what, I love you, and I really don't want to discuss this and make enemies today. Maybe we can bring it up again sometime. And then display an attitude of charity, but refuse to argue. This doesn't mean that we don't discuss, because discussions are good things. We can talk to people about what we believe. We can share it with them. We may even want to give them a good audio CD or a book to read. But the best thing is to avoid those heated arguments that bring more heat than they do light, and that close the doors for future discussions. Many times, husbands and wives get into this situation, where as soon as they sit down to eat at the table, the Catholic husband and the Protestant wife, or whatever combination it is, begin to ask questions or challenge or have a scowl on their face. This is not a good plan. We should love each other, talk rationally together, and maybe instead of arguing, ask if they would be willing to read a book together or listen to a talk together, but do it calmly. And if a topic does come up, it's always good to stick to one topic, not to argue around the bush with everything under the sun. Stick to one topic, have a rational discussion, but again, don't argue with them. Don't burn bridges. Don't make enemies. This is Steve Ray. Stay tuned for rule number 2, and visit my website at CatholicConvert.com.